Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun with the best listeners in radio. We got good things coming up for you in this hour. We're going to talk a little bit later about the 10 best states for working from home.
Hey.
Got that one coming up for you. Going to be a good one. And we'll get into a couple of other fun things, too. I got some Daddy Wright stories we got to touch on. We really got to get into.
Of course.
But I do want to get into some entertainment news like we like to do when we have time in this time slot. And Robert Downey Jr. has said that he'd be happy to return as Iron Man if ever asked.
Hey.
He actually had a really good quote about this. It's too integral a part of my DNA. The role chose me. And look, I always say, never, ever bet against Kevin Feige. It's a losing bet. He's the house. He always wins.
Hmm.
For those who don't know, Kevin Feige is the president over at Marvel. And really the mastermind behind so much of Marvel's success.
Okay.
Of course, nothing is impossible when the multiverse is involved and they keep being able to bring these characters back.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people that get kind of bent out of shape about this stuff. It's superheroes.
It's like, movies.
Like, look, this is my wheelhouse. This is my field. Entertainment, acting. I take it more serious than I ever should.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's superhero movies.
Yep.
What are we doing? Let's not get too bent out of shape about this or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, people like the character.
Yeah.
People are going to bring back characters. James Bond keeps coming back. You know, I mean, that's the industry. That's the way this works. I don't see the big deal in it.
I mean, Doctor Who kept coming back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's if anything, I personally, I like them doing these things because I like these characters.
Well,
and
right,
I,
and you want to see the stories continue. Well, guess what? Everybody ages.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know anybody that has been able to turn back the clock of time.
You know, I mean, I even saw Denzel getting gray. You know, I mean, even Denzel got old on us. I mean, it's fun. Now, if they're going to be any good, if the content's going to be good, if the new creations are bringing them back, that's a whole other story.
You right. Know, that will remain to be
there.
Seen.
Yeah, yeah. It's just interesting to me the way, and I get, like, some of this. But with some of these decisions that are being made with some actors to not do a role or to do a role, the superhero thing has been very, like, dividing for a lot of people. And I saw the Rock recently said that he regretted saying what he did about Biden and all this stuff and everything, even though nobody asked him. And nobody, I don't know anybody alive that has ever thought, what does the Rock think of politics? I don't know that that's ever come up. But
I want everybody to like me.
Yeah, his opinion's valid. You know, he's an American. His opinion's valid. But I also don't know that many people that are wondering that. I would like to have seen him say that he regretted doing Black Adam. That I think would
have held more weight.
Yeah, yeah. Because I don't care about him as an I don't care about his politics,
right.
Because that's his business.
Right.
Not because it doesn't matter, just because it's his business, like we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But I do care about his acting choices, and I would like to know, you know, a little more about that. I think that's if he has a real regret, that's the regret he should have is some of the movies he's chosen.
I also don't care who celebrities are voting for or not voting for. I do appreciate it when they use their platform to say, hey, get out and use your voice to vote. It's your civic duty. You have the privilege of being able to do that in this country, and there's many countries in the world that don't.
We got a lot of beautiful rights in this country as Americans. One of them is not telling, we don't get to tell other people what to do with their vote.
Nope.
And we don't, I don't believe we're swayed. I don't genuinely believe there's, and no matter who you're talking about, who you're thinking of, there's anybody out there that gets swayed by a celebrity or a B-list celebrity or a C-list celebrity and who they vote for. I got a heck of an imagination, and that is really hard for me to wrap my mind around, that a rational human being would let somebody they've never met, have no idea who they are, sway their vote, like completely change who they were going to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems very...
Well, especially when it comes
to wrap my mind around
actors, because guess what? When we see them on the screen, that's not them.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
characters.
Yeah.
They're acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's their job.
Yeah.
Just because they seem likable
yeah.
doesn't that doesn't have any bearing on how they are in real life.
You realize 99% of the people you've seen play cowboys have never gotten their hands dirty. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, let's be real about this. It's not that different than country music either, though. Like, there's a lot of country artists out there talking about tractor riding and things like that that have never been on one. I mean, that and look, hip-hop's the same way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, heck, you could see 90% of hip-hop is guys talking tough that have never had to actually be in a fight. Like, that's music. That's entertainment. Mm-hmm. I get all that. But with to your point, Melissa, they tell us all this up front. So why would we take their words on this particular part different than we do in other parts? That's picking and choosing a little bit there. And I don't think you get to do that.
Now, there is one music genre that I would say you can't sing unless you've had the life experience. And that's jazz.
Mm-hmm. I agree. 100%. Yes. CBS is saying goodbye to three shows next month. Bob Hart's Abalsa will end after five seasons on Monday, May 6th. It'll be followed that night by the season finales of NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Then on Thursday, May 16th, The Big Bang Theory's prequel Young Sheldon will air its series finale. It'll include cameos from Jim Parsons and Mayim Bialik as Young Sheldon and Amy. The next night on Friday, the 17th, SWAT will end after seven seasons, and it'll be followed by the season finales of Fire Country and Blue Bloods. A lot of big-time, long-time shows on CBS are being set out to pasture. Most networks, like take NBC, for example, that usually finishes third or fourth in the ratings at the end of the year and stuff. Mm-hmm. NBC has to make these decisions on ratings and sponsorships. Who's going to sponsor this next year? Will we have the same sponsors? A lot of those things. Every year, if me and Melissa are in a show together and we have season two comes around, chances are we're getting a second season because the first season was good, so our paychecks are going to go up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Budget costs, it's not just ours, the director, the writer, the casting guy, you know, all these
as
things
it should be.
All goes up. Yes, the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of those things they have to worry about.
And once you get to seven seasons.
Well, nowadays, it usually takes about 3 to 5 seasons. But once you hit that sweet spot, syndication, baby. That's sweet syndication money where you're getting paychecks with 25 cents.
Hey.
but it's, you know.
Don't knock a quarter, man.
Ask any character actors on Seinfeld how they feel about that.
Or Friends.
Yes. I imagine that feels pretty good after getting a couple of those. But if you're CBS, when it comes to this, well, you're the big dog. So you're making these decisions because you know what? We're going a different direction. We're going to start getting younger. Our audience has always been older. And, you know, not being mean about this or anything, but that's not creating new people. Younger people are creating new people, and they want to get younger and skew younger. And they are taking chances, and they're going to make, you know, doing some different things next season that they haven't done in the past, I believe, especially with having a year kind of away from the strikes and everything, so mm-hmm. things can kind of get back on timing, schedule-wise.
Okay.
So when you're CBS, you can do a lot of these things, because there's a lot of people like, you can't get rid of NCIS. You can't. You know, these shows
it's
and
been
stuff.
Around forever.
How dare you touch Blue Bloods? Who do you think you are, CBS? but they can afford to do these things in part because it's not to say that they don't appreciate their listeners.
Or their viewers.
Viewers. Mm-hmm. They just want new ones.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it isn't much more complicated than that. And some of these shows too were ready to go. Blue Bloods is a good example. Tom Selleck was pretty much ready to retire, mm-hmm. as far as he's told a lot of people. I do think he's still going to work, but not as it's a grueling schedule doing TV. I only did it for a half a year, and it was tough. Mm-hmm. You can't take other work because you're booked. You're booked.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to do this big Marvel movie. Too bad. You're under contract. I want to go on vacation with my family. Too bad. You know, we might have to do reschedule. We might have to do reshoots.
Yeah.
You got to be around for that. I want to cut my hair. Too bad. I want to gain weight. I want to lose weight. I want to do any of these things. Too bad. And that could be a lot after 10 seasons or, you know,
well,
so.
And also there's a point where things should end gracefully.
Yeah.
You know, if you try to do something too, you know, drag it on too much, too over the top, take it on. I mean, how many shows have we seen that have just dragged on and
Man,
on and
through
on
my brain, like 7 or 8 shows just
Should
ran through my head.
Should have ended seasons ago.
Yeah. I mean, everything except The Simpsons, of course. they'll never die. It is not allowed to.
Well, they're also animated characters, James.
Fair point, fair point. Our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have so much fun things going on this month. Want to highlight a couple of these. Improv Comedy Night at the theater. Yeah. WRCT proudly presents this. It's a fun night. April 12th, this will be going on at 7 o'clock in the Studio Theater. Be sure to check that.
So this Friday night, Subject to Change Comedy Group.
Yeah. A comedy show made up in the moment based on your suggestions. It is the art and the beauty of improv. Mm-hmm. There is few things in this world more fun or exciting to me than improv.
And I do believe that most of the actors involved in that group come from the Stevens Point area.
Yeah. Of course, we are still looking for directors for next season if you are interested in directing Melissa and I. Or of course, many, many of our great, great, you know, community members and everything. Encourage you to check that out. One of the things, so a little bit later today, our good friend, executive director over at the WRCT, Gretchen Powers, is going to be in about 11 or so today.
Oh, good.
She's going to record a director's cut with Seth and I.
Nice.
One of the things we are going to focus on is Hopo Productions and all the things that...
that's coming up.
Man, there was a lot of things going on this summer for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Got three separate youth productions this year.
That's awesome.
That is really cool. We're going to talk about that with Gretchen, including one that she directed and wrote, I believe. She directed. She didn't write this one. Her and Stephanie over the years have written many of these plays. So it's understandable, I would think that.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to that. We'll be talking with her a little bit later, and we'll talk about these a lot more as we get closer to them. Audition dates, I will mention, for the Summer Youth Productions begins with the Disney's Newsies Junior that Gretchen will be directing. And that the audition dates will be April 29th and the 30th, 5 to 8, over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater studio.
20th and 30th? What are the days?
The 29th and 30th of April.
29th and 30th, yeah. So mark that on your calendars.
Mm-hmm. If you've got kids and you're looking for to give them something fun to do, I cannot think of many better things than theater.
Mm-hmm.
It is the confidence they gain, the friendships, the connections they make.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what they do in their lives, having some public speaking experience is going to help.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
It goes so much farther than we realize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they don't do a job that they're public speaking every day, but they're going to do a job where they have to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to have to talk to a stranger someday. They're going to have to do all this is reps, just
one
making
of the
getting
reasons
more reps.
That speech class is usually a required class to graduate from high school.
Yeah.
Well, get them involved in theater when they're kiddos, and speech class will be a breeze.
There's no way I'm in this chair without speech class. I no way. That class, that was a huge one for me. I really enjoyed that class. And we want to remind everybody that WRCT's Rumors is coming up May 3rd. They're wrapping up their main stage season with this great finale. Neil Simon classic, directed by Christine Sullivan. Some of your favorite local people are in this show, including some that join us on the air here. Be sure to check out Rumors and get your tickets for it at WRCTheater.org, WRCTheater.org.
That one's going to be a popular show, so get your tickets early.
Yes, yes. And again, they're looking for directors, looking for people backstage, looking for you.
Yeah.
Looking for you, everybody.
You can always volunteer down at the community theater.
Yeah, come find your new family, volunteer, join the team, join the gang, WRCTheater.org. We'll take a quick timeout, check in with our great partners. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Locally grown radio on your dial or your streaming service or your streaming app. And thank you for downloading the app, everybody. We appreciate that.
All of our streaming listeners got a shout out yesterday during our staff meeting.
Oh, nice. Right on. Right on. Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That was a good one. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into this one, Melissa. One of the perks of a job where you can work remotely is that you can work from anywhere, even a utopia like New Jersey. What? Wait, what?
It's nice.
A website ranked all 50 states in Washington, D.C., from the best places to work from home to the worst, with the rankings being based on factors like the percentage of people working from home, internet and utility costs, and housing costs.
Mm.
Feels like there should be some other factors, but that's pretty bad.
That kind of covers your office needs, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
The 10 best places for remote work are Abbotsford. No, I'm joking.
It's not bad.
New Jersey, Utah, Delaware, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Connecticut, Washington State, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and North Carolina.
There were a lot of eastern states on there, or areas.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. Well, let's look at the 10 worst. Alaska, Montana, Arkansas, Wyoming, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Mississippi, West Virginia, Maine, and North Dakota.
Okay, the only one that surprises me is Maine.
Yeah, that one's the outlier. Yeah.
Because I imagine that utility costs and internet connection in those states are more expensive and harder to come by.
Yeah, these things are tougher in the South. Yeah, just
for
plain.
Sure.
If you've been listening to
us. Or in these remote places. I mean, half of those are like you said, North and South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. I mean.
We've been doing these for so long that now it's almost in my head that the South is going to get the short stick.
Oh, of course.
You know, that's
the highest
happen.
Rates of poverty, which goes hand in hand with the highest rates of gun violence and homicides. And.
I get in trouble sometimes for this one, but I talking to some listeners recently because I've mentioned before how I feel about the Confederate flag and that I think it is a treason flag. It goes against our country. We have a flag, only one flag. Yep. Only your country only gets one flag. Mm-hmm. That's ours. I was talking to somebody who's from the North here, asking them if they had any Southern ties, if that's why they were wearing that, they had that flag and all that. Mm-hmm. And then I asked them if they've ever talked to somebody from the South and how they feel about seeing Northerners having a Confederate flag. Mm-hmm. I also asked if their family's history was from the North, which meant that their family fought for the North. Mm-hmm. And here their ancestors are swinging a Confederate flag around. These things do not add up. These things do not make a whole lot of rational sense. But I don't want to sound like I'm also begrudging the South and its history. Mm-hmm. You can love your history with some, you know, context, some mm-hmm. understanding. Nobody is trying to get anybody to not, you know, you don't get to love your history. But there's something in this, there's a stretch, I admit, here. But there's something really important that happened in Europe with Germany and what Germany did. And Germany is now a place that people flock to and want to go to. It's a happy country. If people have a good time there, they enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting to me, considering in the annals of time and the way that time works, not that much time has passed from World War II and what happened to now.
Right.
But Germany is an open country now, and people flock there, and they love going there. Whereas in this country, our battle with the South and the North, it's supposed to be better. It's supposed to be come a long way in all these things. But there's still a lot of gap and a lot of difference and separation there and everything. And I feel like we need to get better, all of us, North, South, everybody, with getting along and working together and trying to make the Southern states more prosperous. Mm-hmm. Because it works out for the best of us.
Well, yeah.
It works out for everybody. It's the right thing to do, but it's also, hey, if you don't care about that, do you care about taxes? Do you care about economy? Do you care about these things? Mm-hmm. If they're doing well, we'll be doing better. Vice versa. Mm-hmm. It would be no different. Now, there's a gigantic difference here between Germany and the South and that Germany has owned their history. And that is part of the reason why they have.
That's part of it.
I don't want to say been forgiven, but been kind of understood that, hey, this young generation isn't responsible for the things of the past.
Right.
We can do that in the South, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of, you know, being proud of where you're from while also understanding it. You've heard me on this airwave for 5 seconds. You know I'm from Chicago. You know I love being from there. That's my city. I love that place. I back that place in the middle of Wisconsin for over 20 years. I've represented and stood on my what I am and where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be the first person to admit there are some messed up parts of that city.
There
are some really bad parts. You could still go to Chicago. Do not listen to some of these talking heads on some of the radio stations in this state and fear mongering and everything. There are a billion safe places places in Chicago to go. Mm-hmm. But there's also
and a lot of wonderful people.
Yeah, there's also some knuckleheads and some mm-hmm. idiots around there.
That's kind of true all over the place.
Yeah, you can do both. You yep. can love where you're from and also understand that hey, there's some things that ain't great. There's mm-hmm. some things that aren't working. And in order for our country to ever go to like truly completely evolve to the country we wish to be, we've got to be more unified.
Mm-hmm.
We really, really need to. How that happens, I'm sorry, I don't have the answers.
Well,
but I know we got to figure them out.
I think one of the things that we could do is stop taking money out of education.
yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that might go a long way towards people understanding why the Confederate flag is a symbol of slavery and, you know, mm-hmm. objecting humanity to awful and horrendous conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay.
Yeah. You can one of my best friends growing up, his family is from Louisiana, and they would talk about this like when the Dukes of Hazzard was really big back then, and nobody cared about the Confederate flag or anything as far as like you using it as a political symbol or any of these things or anything back then. It was just a flag, and people, you know, use it in like almost as a prop. Okay. You know, the Dukes of Hazzard used it as a prop. Don't get it twisted here and everything. It was an entertainment show. It was meant to entertain kids and adults a little bit and everything. Mm. It wasn't meant to invoke pride in the South. It was a TV show. The General Lee was meant to make me smile as a kid as it jumped over hills and stuff. I didn't think about slavery. I didn't think about those things.
Right.
What I did think about is that didn't make sense to me. And when I talked to my Southern friends, they talked about, yeah, I'm proud of being from the South. That's why I have the Louisiana flag on my car, or I have a shirt that has it on it or something. If you are that proud of being from the South, you don't have to use the Confederate flag. Your state has a flag.
Mm-hmm.
Use that if that's what you want to do. Or, I don't know, the American flag. For the love of God, what are we doing? How is this still a thing in 2024?
And the thing that kind of really irks me sometimes when I see flags flying is how tattered they are.
Mm.
You know, I mean, that isn't honoring the flag either.
One of the things that I want with this conversation is to not be judging. And I don't mean to do that. But I also am always honest with you guys. And I'm always real with you guys. And when I see somebody with a Confederate flag, I'm thinking that's a person that is going to hate me. That's a person that's going to hate me and going to hate my kids and going to hate, you know, that's what that flag creates. That's what that flag shows.
It shows now, division.
What I don't think is of the South. I do not think of the South. I do not think of Southern people when I see that flag, because I don't think of Southern people as racist. I don't think of Southern people. I don't see a Southern person to think they're going to hate me. I think, oh. I got what football team they root for. Like, generally, that's like one of my first thoughts. I don't think about that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's only when that flag is invoked,
right?
And it's about building this like bridges more and more of a connection with us in our other states and our other people in other states, and the differences that we have are less than the things we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back to that,
yeah, that's very true.
We got state and local news to get to. We're going to take care of our partners also during the break. And when we come back, we got some fun stuff to get to. I got a couple of Danny Wright stories we got to get to, Melissa. I got one of them here. A woman got a speeding ticket somehow. I don't know how she pulled this off. I've read the article and I still don't understand how this happened.
Okay.
And some knucklehead trying to get out of paying child support. I want to shred this guy. I want to shred him bad. That's all coming up for you on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. Got some good stuff we're going to get into, a couple of more articles we're going to touch on, some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, local stuff we want to get to. But Melissa, you had something for us coming out of the last segment and conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did just want to look up a little bit about the U.S. flag code for the American flag. It's not illegal to fly a tattered American flag, and there's no penalty for it. Many veterans do take the U.S. flag code very seriously, and flying those tattered flags are sometimes taken as a disrespect to our brave veterans and active duty servicemen and women who have, you know, dedicated their lives to keeping our country safe.
Mm-hmm.
But there are places There are, not that I could find, there aren't any places that will replace your flag, but mm-hmm. there are places you can take your flag for proper disposal. And it is okay to fix it yourself if you can, but if you can't or it's faded or tattered, you can take it to the local VFW, potentially your village hall or fire department in the area, or potentially Ace Hardware.
Mm. Good to know.
And then they will take that and dispose of it with the proper respect due to the symbol of our country.
Thank you to those businesses that do that, mm-hmm. and the people that are helping out with that.
That's and of course, great. Our veterans.
Certainly, and especially on a day like today. I know we don't do our National Day of Calendar anymore over here, but this is an important one. Today is National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day. Mm-hmm. It honors courageous men and women who have endured brutal treatment at the hands of their captors. As a result, they've also suffered separation from family and displayed incredible endurance and faith during their captivity. Mm-hmm. On this day in 1942, the largest number of U.S. forces were captured by Japanese troops in the Bataan Peninsula in the Philippines. After battling through extreme conditions and prolonged battles, the captured troops were forced to march 65 miles to prison camp. Without medical attention, food, or water, thousands died. The mistreatment continued for those who survived the brutal journey. In the compounds, deep in the unfamiliar jungle, and hardships, brutality, and suffering lasted more than 2 years for those who could survive.
Wow.
This is one story.
No idea what that's
none.
Like.
None. No clue about it. All I know is I appreciate, though, every single one of those individuals and every single individual that has been in these situations. Since the Revolutionary War, we have had these situations, and things like this happen to our true heroes.
Yes.
True people that are
fighting for our democracy.
Yeah. Keeping it alive. I want to read this. This was a proclamation from the White House. It's a wonderfully written thing. Encourage you to check out at whitehouse.gov. I'm just going to read the first paragraph. On National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day, we honor the more than 500,000 service members who have sacrificed their freedom as prisoners of war in order to defend the freedom of their fellow Americans. These brave patriots remind us of the grave costs of war and the sacrifice we ask of those who fight for us. We owe them and their families, caregivers, and survivors a debt of gratitude we can never fully repay. And a thank you to all of them. We appreciate you. Do want to remind everybody that right now in Auburndale is the Auburndale Coffee with Vets that is going on. Hope everybody's having a good time there, enjoying themselves. And tomorrow, right here in Wisconsin Rapids at Crossview Church at 7:30, Heroes Cafe.
Hey.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Love Heroes Cafe and love all of our friends over there at Heroes Cafe. For those that don't know, American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin is for all veterans, military, police, and firefighters. All are welcome. Refreshments are provided at no cost, and a gigantic thank you to the volunteers and local businesses and the Crossview Church for hosting this and for all the people that make this happen.
Yeah.
I hear such good things about the conversations and the happenings of the American Heroes Cafe. I love that we have something like this in our neck of the woods.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
If you know of that, if you know of anybody who is a former prisoner of war, if you know families that have dealt with this, I know I do, and I know I'll be talking to them today.
Hmm.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. More fun on The Morning Show, WFHR. Hey! Everybody, sing along. Hey! I can sing along to this one. I feel like this is the kind of song I could do in karaoke, you know, and just stomping and hey,
sure.
I can do that. I can pull that.
And
off.
Then the singing starts.
Yes. And then I bow out. I bow out. I let Melissa take the lead. Melissa and James here with you. Hoping you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday. I did want to wrap up one of the things we mentioned earlier. We were talking about the best states to work from home from.
Mm-hmm.
For those wondering about Wisconsin, ranks 31st.
31st
out of 51 options there, because they included Washington, D.C., of course.
Right.
Another debate or interesting thing here. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? The roads would be a much safer place if you were driving all of the vehicles.
Whoa.
In a new survey, 80% of drivers rate their own driving as very good or excellent, but only 14% of people would give the same grade to other passenger cars, and only 25% would say the same about commercial vehicles.
Hmm.
One of the biggest problems seems to be distracted drivers. A whopping 90% of people say that it's dangerous to hold a phone in your hand while driving, whether you're using it to talk, text, or navigate.
Mm-hmm.
89% of people say that they support laws to prohibit drivers from holding their phones while driving. Hey, that brings us all together. There's one of those things. Hey, we're not so divisive after all that, you know? 26 states and Washington, D.C. have hands-free laws in place, including the one you are in right now. Well, if you're listening to us in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
8 more have limited rules, and 16 states have no laws prohibiting handheld cell phone use. That said, 49 states plus D.C. ban text messaging for all drivers.
Yeah.
The only state that's still cool driving texting is Montana. Which is kind of interesting.
Well, it's pretty open in Montana.
Yeah. Phones aren't the only distractions. 43% of drivers admit that they've eaten while driving. 34% say that they have taken work calls. 15% admit to reading emails while driving. And another 15% say that they have done their makeup while behind the wheel. There is no such thing as a perfect driver. As much as we wish there was, there's no such thing as that. I think we're all trying to be better mm-hmm. at this, no matter if you've been driving since you're 16 or if you're 66.
Mm-hmm. And I think all of us have experienced that moment of panic when maybe, you know, intentionally or unintentionally, you were distracted for a minute moment and something happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like maybe it was a turkey.
Yeah.
Sticking its nose out over the edge of the road. Like this morning when I was on my way here, I saw a flock of turkeys, which
yeah.
I saw them before I got close enough that I needed to slow down. And then, I don't know, 5 miles down the road, there was one more.
I had the same thing.
It just stuck his nose out, and I'm like, no, you don't.
this weekend, I had that come back from Point, seeing Bree. I'm in a line of cars. We're going 65 or whatever, and all of a sudden, 20.
Everybody's slowing way
like,
down.
Whoa, what's in the turkeys?
Yep.
Just the turkeys just taking
you
their time.
You do not want to hit a turkey.
I imagine.
They can do some damage.
Yeah, they're just bowling balls, those things, man. Yeah, I imagine they could. And I think another thing that they don't mention in this article that is important to keep in mind is we already know who the worst drivers are. They're the drivers from whatever state that's next to you. that's how that works.
My whole
life, I've always been confused by this. In Illinois, everybody bickers about the other states, and then you go to the other states, and everybody bickers about Illinois.
Illinois. Yep.
No matter what state you're in, the worst drivers are the people in the next state.
Yep.
That's how it always
works.
That's
very true. And on the subject of turkeys, though, don't swerve. It's much better to hit them. Safer for you, safer for anybody else driving around you.
Yeah.
As my dad said, never swerve for anything smaller than a cow.
Yeah, that's
that's
a
always
good
what
line.
He told me.
That's a good line, actually. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Now, when it comes to the distractions, like that one is a little confusing to me because I hear so many people complain about young people, but in God's honesty here, I've never seen a young person behind the wheel with a phone in their hand. Distracted? Sure. I've seen plenty, all ages distracted, but I've never seen that. What I see mostly is our generation doing that.
Well,
I think the younger generation, they grew up with a lot of this stuff.
Grew up understanding
how
dangerous it is because they're taught that in driver's ed. We weren't because we didn't have them.
We're still learning.
Yeah.
And I think for us, we're like when people say get your head out of the device, I think of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of the younger generations. Yeah. I'm thinking like, hey, pay attention to the person next to you. You know, Chris, my best friend. Like, you know, I'm not saying it to young people. I'm not saying it to my students as much. We're kind of the ones that got to figure this out a little bit better, get it down better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no reason. Whatever it is going on in that phone, it can wait. It can wait. Driving is not a birthright.
Nope, it's a privilege.
Yeah, we got to remember that and treat it as such.
And it's also dangerous.
Look out for each other.
Yep.
Yeah, the best driver is an aware driver.
Yeah.
That's the best driver. You want to be a good driver, just
aware, awake, and eyes on the road.
It isn't that hard. It's not rocket science. Pay attention. You know, look around you. Pay attention to the world around you a little bit and everything. It will wait. Whatever that update is or anything like that, it'll
just
wait.
Just so you know, I texted you from stop signs today.
I figured. I do appreciate that. That is good, though. We'll see where that one goes. As far as I'm also curious about, like, I agree with you about Montana. It's pretty open. I would think that if they haven't made it a law yet, there's a reason why they haven't.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not as big of a problem there,
maybe
what
not,
have you.
But also, turkeys.
Yeah. I'm curious.
You never know when they're going to run out in the road.
You just never know. I'm curious to see how this evolves with our judicial system. with the rise of tech and some of these things. Does anybody think that it's going to end with cell phones? You know, I mean, eventually they're going to come up with another device that we're walking around with or something.
You know, I have to say that because I have a more modern car now and it has a screen, you know,
that
you can control a lot of things on. That's distracting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still pretty distracting.
My parents, about 2 years ago, got a new vehicle, and they've never done this before. And they're both retired now, and they're like, this is it. This might be our last vehicle. Let's go all out. And they got a nice vehicle, you know, not a brand new one, but it was a year or two, you know, off. And it's got a screen.
Yeah.
And when they're first driving it and everything, I go with my dad to go run some errands or something, and he wanted to drive. So I sit down with him. And we're sitting there in the garage. Just sitting there, and I'm like, finally, I'm like, Dad, what's going on? This screen is awesome. Like, he's just, we can't even left. He's just amazed by the screen, and then he can see everything back there, and he's just watching it. He's, even when you're not driving, sometimes they're distracting.
Backup cameras are nice, but it's also like, okay, wait, I have to shut this thing off, and I can't do it with a knob or a dial. I have to touch a certain spot on this touch screen that I can't just feel without, you know, taking my eyes off the road.
Mm-hmm. It's, there's...
And they're not getting, you know, less distracting. They're getting bigger. The screens are bigger and bigger and bigger the newer you get vehicle-wise.
That part is tough.
So it'll be interesting to see how that, you know, develops and changes as we go forward.
Well, you know, I don't want to say this like they're not, but it would be interesting to see the car industry care about safety a little bit more and doing more of those things. Again, I'm not saying that they're not, but it would, for every innovative thing I see from the brand new vehicles, the 2025, whatever that's coming out, I don't see a ton of built for, you know, helping distracted drivers or built for this or something like that. It's you know, there's a lot of trends nowadays. With green cars or that some of these trends, but I don't see a lot of trends as far as that kind of safety goes. We'll see maybe it will. It's our society is going that way. Even if people are out of one side of their mouth saying that's wrong and the other side of their mouth looking at their phone while they're driving, our society is telling you, the numbers are telling you, we've had enough of this. It'll be interesting to see car companies, if they do something about it, if they take the initiative, or if it's going to take government having laws and them having to follow suit.
Well, James, how often do we see companies and corporations take that on themselves?
As I was saying
very
it out loud.
Very infrequently. It does happen. It does happen. There are companies out there who say, you know what, this is the better thing for humanity and for our planet. Mm-hmm. And they do it. And then I would say a very, very large percentage of them go, yeah, well, I don't care.
Yeah,
it's money in my pocket right now.
Definitely not going to hold my breath on that one. Nope. But here's hoping. Here's our feature, one of our feature that ain't right stories for today. Have you ever tried to fight a speeding ticket? This lady may have a case or may not. A grandmother in East Cleveland, Ohio, named Joanna, recently got two tickets in the mail for doing 27 in a 20 mile per hour zone. The fine was $105, but the weird part is she wasn't driving, and there's proof. An automated traffic camera handed out the ticket, and the footage clearly shows her car hooked up to a tow truck when it happened.
Oh, my.
The truck driver was the one speeding, but the camera scanned Joanne's plate and issued her the ticket instead.
She has definitely got a leg to stand on.
It happened in December after her van broke down. She says she went to a nearby police department to show them the mistake, but they told her to contact a third-party vendor that operates the camera. Her local news just did a story, and the president of her city council is trying to help her get the ticket expunged. Even if the fine is waived, it could affect her insurance rates, though.
Well, yeah.
The news report is mostly about how the camera should have been shouldn't have been there in the first place. The council recently voted to have it removed. But the tow truck part seems to like more obvious reason to get the ticket, and none of that's happening. Nope. The tow truck driver just skating by on this one.
Skating by.
So, got away with one.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's still sweating.
And we do a lot of that ain't right stories, but not very often where it's kind of like, come on, who disagrees with it? Like, that ain't right.
That's poor grandma. You know, her truck broke down.
It's a grandma.
It got towed away. I don't know if anybody has ever had to get their vehicle out of impound, but it's not cheap. And then to have a speeding ticket that you didn't even, there's no way you're responsible for, have that tacked on top? Not fair. Not fair. That ain't right.
Our main That Ain't Right story is a doozy. A 39-year-old man in Kentucky named Jesse has just admitted to attempting to fake his own death, and he gave a lot of effort. He'd accessed the Hawaii Death Registry system using the details of a doctor living in another state and created a case for his own death. He assigned himself a medical certified death certificate even. Amazingly, that did work at first. He was listed as deceased in many government databases. The police say he was primarily faking his death to get out of paying child support.
Sorry, there's no words.
Nope. When we have our That Ain't Right stories, I like to have fun with this one. I like to laugh at each other in society and the silliness of it and everything. There's nothing to laugh at here.
No.
And I will journalistically admit that I've been paying child support since I was 18. And I do it proudly. I do it gladly. Because I'm very proud of my kids. I'm very glad to have my kids. And out of the responsibilities in my life, number one on the list is being there for my kids and taking care of my kids. Part of what is included in that is paying my child support.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those gray, or not gray, this is one of those topics where usually people talk like this about it and everything. Part of the reason that we're in these situations like this is because we do hushed voices with a lot of these topics. The stigma of somebody dealing with child support needs to go away. That is a person who is just trying to do right by their family, by their kids.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of jobs out there that I've gone for have not hired me because I have to pay child support. That needs to go away as well.
Yeah.
But the number one thing that needs to get the heck away, and these cowards, and they are cowards that will not pay, think it's a good thing to get out
avoid paying.
Look at the hoops this guy did just to try to avoid this. Like, and one of the worst parts of this too is the friends of his that support this.
That went along with it.
Yeah. The guys, because that's another thing that we got to shift. We got to change. Is guys supporting guys in these kind of messed up situations, even though in your head you know it ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're around your buddies and everything, you know, I don't want to look bad.
Oh, you got to pay in child support? Ha, ha, ha.
Men get so caught up in what it is to be a man and all these things. You know what's truly manly? Doing right by your kids.
Yep.
That seems like a pretty damn manly thing to me. Mm-hmm. Like, that ain't right, man. Like, you don't get to get out of that. You know, and boy, prison does not look kindly on people like that. That is not going to go over well with your cellmate.
Hmm.
Good luck, buddy.
Well,
good luck.
And hopefully he serves prison time for it.
Mm.
That seems like a pretty, long list of things he did wrong there.
Yeah, that ain't the only thing he's in trouble for.
I don't think you get to impersonate a doctor.
No. I need a palate cleanser. Let's get one in. From 3 to 4 today, we got a wicked, awesome midday magazine lined up for you. Be sure to check it out, everybody. In part one, we're going to talk with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey Ayling will be with us. Looking forward to that. And in part two, let's talk real estate with David Farnborough.
Hey.
It's going to be fun. David comes to us from Coldwell Banker Seat Realtors.
Nice.
Looking forward to talking a little real estate with David a little later.
Mm-hmm.
We've got great basketball on the radio dial tonight. It is a ball night. 6 o'clock tip-off, Milwaukee Bucks hosting Boston Celtics. Even if you're not paying attention, you've heard the noise. The Bucks are in trouble. Bucks are hurting. All this stuff. Tomorrow morning, that goes away if they win this game.
Really?
Sort of. But it does it to a degree and everything. And it'll go a long ways to giving a lot of confidence to that team and the fan base.
Okay.
Let's get a win in Milwaukee tonight.
Play ball.
And
wait, that's baseball. Sorry. Wrong ball.
I don't care. I love it. Don't ever stop doing that. Be sure to join us tonight, 6 o'clock, Bucks basketball. Bucks versus Celtics, 6 o'clock. And tomorrow morning, we're going to have a fun show lined up for you. We'll have the, as Seth calls it, the James Gang. Mel and Seth will be with us. And we'll also be joined by a couple of friends. We'll have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Post Printing.
Hey.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, Paula Weber going to join us from Jeremiah's Crossing. We're going to talk about the main quilt show coming up.
Good. Looking
forward to that. All that coming up. And Melissa, you got something for us.
Yeah, tomorrow is the Shred Day event, the community shred event that is put on by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. This is an opportunity for you to protect yourself from identity theft by bringing in your sensitive documents, old tax returns, keep 7 years worth, bank statements, canceled checks, etc. Bring them to the Prevail Bank parking lot at 1601 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids from 9 to 11 or until maximum capacity is reached. So come early. You get two boxes for free. And then if you have more than two 18 by 10 boxes, please bring a donation of $5 for each box afterwards. Documents brought in to be shredded do not need to have staples removed, but you should take out paper clips.
Yeah. And find out more at uwswac.org. Big shout out to Prevail Bank and our United Way. There's a great opportunity to be a hero today. From 10 to 3, you could be a hero over at the Southwood County YMCA at 601 West Grand Avenue by donating blood.
Aha, yes.
Doesn't take a lot of time. Don't need a tragic backstory or a cape or tights to be a hero. You could just go ahead and donate blood to all those able-bodied people that are able to. We greatly appreciate you doing so. Thank you so much. Again, blood donation opportunity from 10 to 3 today over at the Southwood County YMCA at 601 West Grand Avenue. We say good morning to our friends at the Y.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, in Stevens Point, also going on today from 12 to 7 at Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, you have an opportunity to donate there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, want to remind everybody, going on right now, this Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival.
Hey!
It's a great event. Check it out. Full schedule and everything is available at WisconsinPrairieChickenFest.com. That's WisconsinPrairieChickenFest.com. Go ahead and check that great local event out and support those great people.
Goes on all week to the 14th.
Great show today, Mel.
Yeah, you too, James.
You guys be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here on...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.